Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Delaine MD podcast. I'm not sure if this is your first episode or if you've been listening for a while, but if you're enjoying the content, if you would be so kind as to leave me a rating and a review, that will allow others to find this information more easily. I'd appreciate it so much. For those of you who have already left me a review or a rating, thank you so much. So today I have a quick little ditty for you. This won't be a horribly long podcast. I know last couple have been maybe burners that have gone on forever, but this one's going to be a little more quick and to the point. I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about the cause of our problems. So for those of you who've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I tend to see all of the causes of our problems as our thoughts. I know that we all want to look at the circumstances in our life as the cause of our problems, but the way that we know that that's not the case is because every human being can handle those circumstances differently, right? For the most part, we have thoughts about a certain circumstance, and those thoughts are individualized to each human being, right? So it's the thoughts that really tend to create the majority of our problems. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. There is a book out there called The Obesity Code. It's by a doctor named Jason Fung, and he talks about the proximate and ultimate causes of issues, specifically obesity. That was the first time I ever heard this concept. As I have looked at issues with a more critiquing eye over the years, I have noticed where I see this coming up in a lot of different places. So I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about it today. This book talks about obesity and the causes of obesity. It's a great book. It has a lot of useful information that I particularly find very helpful, especially related to weight gain and sustainable weight loss. I personally subscribe to a lot of it. I know there's some information out there that maybe the science behind this book and maybe the research isn't great. I don't know, that may or may not be true, but certainly for my own life, that is certainly the information presented in this book has been very helpful, proven very functional to obtaining my own personal weight goals. I highly recommend it. But the part of the book that I want to talk about today talks about this proximate versus ultimate causes of things. So he talks about our obsession with calories. And you guys know I don't subscribe to calories, and for a variety of reasons. But he's talking in this book about this obsession with calories in and calories out and how we treat calories as the cause of our obesity, whereas calories really are the proximate cause of obesity. The proximate cause, when he refers to it, is the immediate responsible thing, the thing that is immediately responsible for the issue at hand. Typically, it seems quite obvious. It's like basic physics. But understanding this cause does not usually lead to a permanent fix for the problem, right? So understanding that calories in causes obesity, which is what the mainstream take on obesity is, really does not lead to a permanent fix of the problem of obesity. The ultimate cause is typically what sets off the chain of events that leads to the issue. Typically, there can be a variety of reasons. They're not quite as obvious. Sometimes they take more digging and more investigation. But solutions on this level, on this ultimate cause level, typically fix the problem long term. So some examples I'm going to give you all come from this book, but he talks about a plane crash being one example. The proximate cause of any plane crash is there's not enough lift on the aircraft, right? But understanding this doesn't fix the problem of plane crashes. The ultimate cause is a mechanical failure, maybe, or a pilot error, something along those lines. Fixing those causes in a systemic way prevents future plane crashes. Another example he uses is alcoholism. Alcoholism is caused by too much drinking. It's like the definition of alcoholism, right? You drink too much alcohol. Treatment based on this proximate cause of drinking too much alcohol revolves around abstinence of drinking too much alcohol. But understanding that this proximate cause doesn't lead to an effective, sustainable remedy of this problem, because you're constantly trying to resist the urge to overdrink. The ultimate cause of the alcoholism is why. Why does the alcoholism occur? It could be the addictive nature of alcohol. It could be a family history of alcohol issues. It could be an addictive personality. It could be excessive stress in combination of poor coping skills in life. Treatment based on those ultimate causes leads to effective, long-lasting treatment for alcoholism because it addresses the desire to overdrink. Other examples, if you're in a room that's too hot, say you're in your kitchen and you're cooking a big meal for your family, and maybe it's August in Kansas where everything's too hot. The proximate cause is that you're cooking in the kitchen and there's too much heat being generated in that room. You could fix this by turning on fans, I want to open a window in August because chances are it's hotter in August outside in Kansas than it is inside, no matter what you've got going on with your stove. But the proximate cause is to fix the heat issue, the ambient heat issue in that room. So the ultimate cause is that your thermostat isn't set correctly. If you go to the air conditioner thermostat and you set it lower to overcome that heat, then your thermostat, your air conditioner, is going to kick on whenever the temperature gets above the set point, right? That's the ultimate cause, and that's a permanent fix to the issue at hand. You could turn on as many fans as you want. If you're continuing to generate heat, you're going to struggle to stay on top of that, right? Another example he uses, which I think is a great example, is a sinking boat. The proximate cause of the sinking boat is the force of gravity on the boat downwards is stronger than the buoyant forces applied to the bottom of the boat by the water. This is Archimedes' principle. I'm certainly not a physics major, but if you can remember back, that's what it is. It's the buoyant forces placed on the bottom of the boat by the water. That's what keeps the boat afloat. The proximate cause of the sinking boat is that your gravity is stronger than those buoyant forces, right? Whether there's too many people in the boat or whether the boat is taking on water. That information, having that information, is not helpful at all in the long-term remedy of that issue. The ultimate cause of there being a hole in the boat floor, that information is helpful in you remedying the situation. The information of there's too many people in the boat and you have to get a couple out onto a different boat, that information is helpful in the ultimate remedy of the sinking boat, right? But just knowing that the gravitational force downward is overcoming the buoyant forces upward, that's not horribly helpful in fixing the sinking boat. So those are great examples of proximate versus ultimate causes of problems that we have in our lives. In all of these cases, knowledge of the proximate cause is not helpful to a long-term solution. It may be a little easier to pour our efforts into that proximate cause because it's so obvious and in our face, but it's not the cause. That's not the cause that's the true issue. In Fung's book, he speaks of the proximate cause of obesity being calories, but the ultimate cause of obesity being insulin. What I would offer is that even insulin is a proximate cause. The ultimate cause of our obesity, of our overweight, of our unhappiness with our bodies, is in our thoughts. The proximate cause of our problems is what we usually focus on changing, right? So everybody wants to adjust their calorie intake. This is where we pour all of our time and energy, right? We want to adjust our fasting schedule so we can lower our insulin levels. We want to exercise more so we can burn calories. These are all of the things that we pour our energy into improving our weight issue and remedying the weight issue. But what I want to offer you guys is our thoughts are the ultimate cause. Our thoughts of want and desire for food that doesn't serve our body. Our thoughts of feeling deprived and cheated out of something. Our thoughts of feeling frustrated and irritated with something going on in our life that leads us to eat something to give us a dopamine hit, right? Our thoughts of feeling entitled or deserving of certain foods or certain situations, our thoughts of things that should or should not be certain ways in the world. Those are the ultimate causes that lead to our overeating, that lead to us eating things that don't serve our body. If you've been following my podcast for any time now, you'll understand that this is the core of the work that I do. I work with nurses that want to lose 20 to 40 pounds. Those of us who have education, far surpassing the how to eat, we know what to do. We know the proximate causes. But we can't seem to implement the changes because we haven't addressed those ultimate causes. Those of us who are type A leaders in our workplace and our families, but seem to struggle to manage ourselves around chocolate cake or donuts or ice cream or nachos or pizza or whatever your poison might be. Those of us who have a dream for ourselves of living our lives in the healthiest, most deliberate and intentional ways, but we struggle to find that path or to stay on that path. This is the work that I do with my clients in life coaching and weight coaching. We address these ultimate causes, and that's why what we do in this coaching world is so much different than what Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers offers. This is what's the difference for my clients. I give examples all the time of, wouldn't it be nice to walk by the M&Ms or the ice cream or the donuts in the break room or the candy or the nachos or the pizza or whatever again, whatever it is. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to walk by those and think of them the way you would an onion? No one ever loses their shit and eats an onion off plan, right? Nobody's like, God, I ate three onions yesterday, totally off plan, man, I blew it. Nobody ever says that, right? But when you put an onion into a recipe, if you're missing an onion and making fajita chicken, if you're missing an onion and making taco meat, not having that onion substantially takes away from that meal. The onion at the appropriate time truly adds something to your experience of that food. To be able to walk by the onion and be like, it's not time to eat that onion, but when it is time, man, it's going to make my meal amazing. Because the meal would be less than, quote unquote, if the onion wasn't in it, right? So think about being able to walk by whatever your poison is, the M&Ms, the nachos, the candy, the pizza, the ice cream, the donuts, whatever it might be, to be able to walk by those and say, those are going to be amazing when it's time to eat that, but it's not right now. Think about being able to master that. That thought, being able to do that work and get your brain to a place where that's how you look at those foods, that is the ultimate cause of why you haven't reached your weight goals. So if you think that this work is something you're interested in, something that might benefit you that you're not sure of, but you're thinking maybe this is the answer, contact me. You can contact me at Delaine MD or through Facebook by searching Delaine MD. Send me a message. We can schedule a free mini coaching session. You can pick one issue you want to work through and see what coaching can do for you. See how that might work out for you. See if this is something that could really change your focus on your weight loss goals and really get you to that ultimate issue, not that proximate issue. Any questions, any comments, man, I'd love to hear them. Send me a message. As always, again, guys, I love seeing your ratings, your reviews, and I do Facebook Lives every Thursday over the noon hour. Love seeing your comments on those. So by all means, catch me there. You can ask me questions live at that time. I'm always happy to answer anything. So send me any questions, any messages. As always, guys, thanks for listening, and I will catch you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Delaine MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delaine Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delaine Vaughn, visit www.delainemd.com. Ho ho!